Hans, when we talk about prophecies, do you want me to ask you questions about them, or
you can,
do you also
I'll give you some of my own
pull books. Some out too? Okay. And do you need to channel yourself or anything like that?
No, I took care of that before the show.
Very good. Now, this would be for the year 2005?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I guess I will start with a question. A lot of people just basically want to know, overall, how does 2005 look for terrorism in this country?
For terrorism in this country, I think we've got some serious problems. My sense of it is, and has been for some time, and I've discussed this with you before, there is going to be an attack on the United States again. We're managing to stall it as much as possible. But what has happened is that they've developed so many small cells now that we can't keep track of them. And I'm very, very concerned about some of our larger cities. I'm concerned about a dirty bomb. I have been concerned for some time now. They need very little to develop that. I believe we're going to have a pretty sad event. Certainly, if not in 2005, the first part of 2006.
Are these events, Hans, that will be or might be?
These are events that most likely will be.
Can they be avoided?
Yes. The United States has simply got to become more aware. And we have unprotected borders. But the thing that concerns me the most of all is our ports. 94% of all of the containers coming into this country are not scanned. You could bring in 500 nuclear bombs and nobody would know it. So all the airports and all that is irrelevant. It's the ports you need to be concerned about.
And the important question, of course, is when I asked you if it's will be or can be.
It's already in the works.
Because if someone, though, let's say here's this program, somebody in government, and they say, look, I have watched Hans Christian King's record. I know the guy. I trust him. You know, if my intelligence isn't working, I'm going to take it from him, his source, the master spirit guides, beef up
absolutely
our ports.
Beef up and do it now and stop this incessant debating. We're not getting anywhere. We're driving fear without resolve. And until we get resolve, we will stay in fear and be defenseless. We are basically defenseless because we're not taking care of ourselves.
All right, let me ask you another question.
Yes.
The economy. There are some who say that it's okay. I surely don't think it's robust.
Out of all the terror threat and my concern, the biggest threat to the United States right now is the debt. What people do not seem to, and what so amazed me during the election, there was
now,
is
this you, though, or spirit guides talking?
Oh, this is what the spirit told me.
Okay.
What the United States has a serious problem that was not discussed in the election, and that is, in order for the government to sustain negative spending, you know, as far as, in other words, going into debt, they have to borrow from those terrible foreign countries that didn't support us in the war to the tune of $500 to $600 billion per year. They buy our treasury notes. Now, the other day in Paris, Greenspan said they're beginning to look at not buying them anymore because of our national debt. If that's the case, we're in serious financial trouble. Serious. Because it isn't just the national debt. It's what we owe to the foreign banks, the foreign governments, who are loaning us money to support our terrible deficit.
Good point.
And if we don't do something soon about it, I'm going to tell you, we have a bankrupt economy.
They raised interest rates again, another 0.25, but that's probably healthy, isn't it?
That's a healthy sign. But people have got to get a hold of their congressmen and senator and say, you know what, we're not going to allow this deficit spending anymore.
Those were just a few of my questions. We'll have many fast blast questions coming in hands. What do the spirit guides tell you about 2005?
2005 is going to wind up. There's going to be a major government scandal involving the president. It's already in the works. There are some things that are going to be coming out in the next 5 to 6, 7 months that will place this president in a very embarrassing position.
Could it have been his choice of the Homeland Security Director?
I think that's one of several. And there's some electronic voting fraud investigations underway as we speak. And the American people have to understand something. When they agreed not to have paper trails.
Well, I'm not so sure we agreed to that.
No.
I think they forced it down our throat.
Well, George, we did agree to it because we didn't stop them.
Well, all right, I'll give that to you.
We did not stop them. We allowed them to tell us how we were going to vote, what the mechanism was that we were going to use to vote, and those mechanisms have been proven in Europe to be movable. You can count or subtract or add on those with a little machine. So we know those can be altered.
So you're saying that electronic voting will be a big issue in 2005?
There's no doubt about it.
All right. I am, by the way, working on a roundtable discussion show, which will include a portion of an interview with John Zogby, the pollster.
Yes.
And all is not right in voting land, let me tell you. Based on some preliminary things I've been told that I cannot repeat at this time.
No, and you probably shouldn't right now, but you are correct. There's absolute, there's some big problems that are going to come up.
Exactly who specifically did it, nobody really knows yet.
No, because there's covers on top of covers on top of covers. But if enough good people get involved, we'll get the clarity.